I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I apologize for being a little tardy here, Major. Glad to have you on board. In fact, I'm going to start with the topic that caused us to be late. The Rolling Stones are in town this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. We batted around the greatest concerts of our life. Complete spur of the moment, Major Garrett hearkening back to the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years of his life, loving music, attending music. A show or two stand out, or maybe one is the definitive winner. Greatest show of your life.
So let me put them in two different categories, because the first person I ever saw to perform live was not a musician or a band. It was George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
And that rocked my world. I was a huge George Carlin fan before that. Saw him when I was in high school in San Diego at Peterson Gym at San Diego State University. I took my then girlfriend and basically rolled in the aisles the entire night. And that was an electrifying experience that I've never forgotten. I would say the best rock concert I ever saw was because I was in college, and I think all college rock concerts stand out just because of the time that they happen. Yes. It was, I think, on the first or second of 15 final world tours carried out by The Who.
Yes.
It was in St. Louis, and my best friends and I drove from Columbia, the University of Missouri, where we were attending school, for a midweek rock concert in St. Louis. We got our tickets as best we could. As it happened, the seats were behind the big gong, behind the stage.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
So what I did, my roommate, let's just say, was heavy into beer consumption pre-concert. That caused him problems during the concert. Mm-hmm. So I walked around, and basically to see the show, I would do what any enterprising collegiate student would do. I kept walking around the arena and then sitting where I wasn't supposed to,
yes,
in the aisle,
yes,
in order to catch a glimpse of the band. And then I would be ushered out by the ushers, and I just kept moving my way around the arena to try to catch as much of the show before they finally, you know, like six-year-old type, put me in my chair behind the gong and said, sit down and stay there.
And you've since been banned from that location. Your picture is right there. Major Garrett, we're done with them.
As renegade behavior goes, in the early 1980s, it was on the lower end. I grant you, but it was a great show and I had a lot of fun.
Excellent.
One other thing I would say,
yeah,
it was near the end of his life and therefore near the end of his career. Count Basie made one last swing through the United States. He happened to make a swing through the University of Missouri, Columbia. I saw him at Jesse Hall. He was sort of wheeled out to the piano, but he played with his orchestra. And to see Count Basie, even late in his life, was a huge thrill.
Oh, I would love that. That would be great. Good content there. Let's get to this man I like to call the President of the United States, Joe Biden. He's a part of a CNN town hall last night with Anderson Cooper and voters. Did you have a chance to consume that in any way or review it through stories?
No, review it through stories. I did not watch it. I was flying to Miami, where I am now, for a weekend conference about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that my wife is also attending. So I didn't see it. I've read about it.
Are you pro Bill of Rights and Constitution, yeah, or are you on the on the negative side? You're going to argue against it.
They're very much pro the Bill of Rights.
Show us something.
Yes, on the Bill of Rights and every other succeeding amendment to the Constitution. Yes, I'm all in on all of it.
Disheartening. Yeah. I mean, I think we were hoping to hear the other side, but okay. So he makes himself available. We've talked about this before. He should make himself available significantly more. No one is going to touch his predecessor on 3-hour COVID press conferences or walking out of the White House or walking out. But this isn't enough. So I want you to talk about that a little bit. And then it seemed to me he was fairly specific on a lot of points, a lot of good reporting by you, your team, elsewhere. And he wasn't exactly running away from any of that. Is this Joe getting ahead of himself? Or is this Joe saying, yeah, why not go public? Everybody knows what's going on. I'll just affirm it.
Right. Essentially tell the country, A, I'm finally rolling up my sleeves. B, I know the specifics. I'm not being told what the specifics are. That proves I am one of the key negotiators, and he is, of course, the most important negotiator. But even what he okays still has to be approved by Democrats in the House and the Senate. But his specificity was a signal to the country, yes, I was watching this, cheerleading this for several months. I made one key tactical decision in lieu of pressure from progressive Democrats to marry these two pieces of legislation together, infrastructure 1.2, build back better, some still undefined number, probably a little bit under $2 trillion. Linking those two things together was a tactical decision he made that has put us where we are now with weeks and weeks of Democratic drift and borderline disarray. But that was a decision he made. Now it's time to get very specific and start voting and start having things happen. And he was trying to put the impetus to both of those things, specificity and moving on to the portion of this program that's most important, voting. Because Democrats have reached, I think, an important political conclusion that the longer this goes on, the less credit will be derived by the party, point one. Point two, the longer this goes on, more other unintended harm could occur. And by unintended harm, I circle the gubernatorial races in the Commonwealth of Virginia and New Jersey. And for New Jersey, to send President Obama there to campaign for Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells you that there is something creeping into the internal polling data the Democrats have that is worrisome. You don't send former President Obama out just because he has nothing to do on his weekend. You do it because you think there's something going on and you need to send a signal to core Democratic constituencies to get engaged. Everyone in the Democratic hierarchy is coming to Virginia, much as everyone in the Democratic hierarchy came to California to rescue Governor Gavin Newsom. That worked. They're hopeful it works. But if either one of those two races, particularly Virginia, go against Democrats, it will be a negative, all capitalized, italicized negative harbinger for the midterm.
Major Garrett is with us. Let's tout the podcast, the award-winning, the debrief, the takeout. Major joins us. He's very kind to join us every Friday at this time. So help me out with Senator Sinema and what she's now saying about no on any type of tax increase. The White House and Democrats have continually touted this package saying it's all paid for. It's all paid for. Mm-hmm. And if you make anything less than $400,000, you will not see a penny increase. Where is this money coming from if this is the stance of Senator Sinema and they need her vote?
Right. That's a really good question. And it's unresolved. It is the biggest unresolved component of all of this. And look, some of the things you said before were convenient, useful, and well-exercised talking points of Democrats, all paid for, no one under $400,000. Well, we hadn't seen the details of either of those two things. Those were asserted. We had never had the details behind that to prove whether or not that was true, either in it's all paid for, number one, or no one under $400,000 is going to be taxed. Those two things were still very much up for grabs. And let's just pause for a second. I remember when I covered John Tester's first race in Montana, and he described, because I asked him, what would you say the middle class in America is in terms of an income range?
Right.
He said, I think it ends at about $250,000. And my eyes popped out of my head. I'm like, $250,000?
Whoa.
Well, that sort of became, over time, no taxation beneath $250,000, even though the middle class in America is much closer to 40, 50, 60.
Yes.
Now we're at 400,000. Exactly. When did we elasticize the middle class or upper middle class to $400,000? And that's, well, you can't tax any revenue there. What? That takes almost everyone out of the equation in terms of new federal taxation. Yes, it puts a priority on the super wealthy, but the super wealthy are few in number and deft in tax avoidance, I would like to underscore.
Yep.
And one of the ways they avoid taxes is to not have them imposed in the first place. But even if they are, they find their ways around them. And there have been a lot of pressure. This gets us back to Kyrsten Sinema, not to approve taxation for billionaires or the super rich. So to get Kyrsten Sinema's vote, how do you fill in these blanks? She doesn't know, or if she knows, she isn't telling. The White House doesn't know. The House Ways and Means Committee, which writes tax law in this country, and the Senate Finance Committee, they don't know either. All to be determined.
It is very well known, and sometimes restaurants that are known so well to a city, they do not live up to the hype. Trust me on this one. Joe Stone Crabs lives up to the hype. Lucky enough to go there a number of times. If you have time, take your bride. Go there. You will love it.
We have been when we've passed through here before, and you are 100% correct.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your time.
Thank you, sir.
And we have you now on the record against the Bill of Rights. We plan on tweeting it out. Dave, get that out there, will you?
Thank you, Chad. Thank you. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad.
Major Garrett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!